That's good. All right, we're up to Sif Gimel. When we learn Gittin, the first sugya in Gittin, which stretches for a few blot, is the sugya of somebody who sends a get b'shlichus from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael. He has to say b'farei nechta. I mean, there's a machlekes in the Gemara. Why? It's just a funny thing to start the Masechta with. Like, when does it ever happen that you send a get from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael? And the whole thing is so strange. But since the Gemara goes through two and a half blot of Toshmaz, so really Chazal, the genius, found a way to touch on every sugya that could have come up later. There's a Toshma from Edim Misira Karti, the Chsima Karti. There's a Toshma from the sugya of Lishma. So by taking a totally side topic, you're able to talk a little bit about all the major sugyas that are coming up. Hilchos Dayanu starts with setting up Dayanim. Okay, makes sense to start from there. But in order to figure out what's Shtiach and what's not Shtiach, and what we dan b'zman is there, what we're not, so every Sif goes through sort of what's going to be another section of Chayshim Mishpat later. And it's in a way, it gives us an opportunity to touch on a number of the sugyas. So in Sif Gimel, we're continuing just listing which dinim Shtichusayik Avdinim. There's a rule that we do the shlichus of the smuchim, the last smuchim. Even though we're not a bezin shel smuchim, we could still compel somebody to come to din Torah. We can't compel them, the police won't listen to us, but in halacha we can compel someone to come and have a din Torah, if provided that it's not a knas, as we learned, and it's a davar ashriyah. So we categorized all the dinei mamin into groups that we are dam bizman as that and groups that we're not. Now, it's interesting. Today, it's not common to have behemoths, the four-legged type that you have to do shmira on, that are mazik. It's not common. But you understand when there are behemoths around. You could have a behemoth that's mazik a behemoth. You could have a behemoth that's mazik an adam. You could have an adam that's mazik a behemoth. And I guess you can have an adam that's mazik an adam. So it's interesting that in Sif Aleph we had that a behemoth that's mazik an other behemoth is not common. Here in Sif Gimel we're going to have a behemoth that's mazik an adam is not common. So it's still said, a behemah mazika behemah, that's Karen, is not common. Behemah mazika adam is not common. And we're going to have adam, that's mazika behemah, is common. It's like a little sad, no? The behemah is doing hezik is not common, and the people doing hezik is common. I don't know, it just struck me a little bit like the Bali Muslim would find something to say about it. But that's the first part of Sif Vez, the Gimel. All right, first in Gimel is adam shechava b'chavei, right? Adam that's mazik and other adam. So we learned at the beginning, we learned this, I'm sorry, Sif Gimel. Behemish azika sa adam. A behemah that's mazik a person. Behemah that's mazik a person. That means it's Karen. Karen, right, is not shchiach. Behemish azika sa adam. Ein gai v'niskei dayon. Ein gai v'niskei. Dayonim shein v'smuchem b'eretz Yisrael. Neshu davar shein emotzi. So it's not common for a behemoth to be mazik a person. We know that because Karen is not shchiach. What? Well, in order to be done, it has to be Eretz and smuchim. Oh, it's not normal anywhere. Behemoth zikadim is not normal. Okay. Now the Gemara says on that base in Bava Kama, if you look in the Sma, on the very bottom line of the Sma on the page, Behemish Azika Sa'adam, Bava Kama da Beis, Mefarish Atam, Mishum da Adam Yesh Lai Mazel. As soon as the word Mazel, everybody perks up, you know. You're learning the Zikin. The Gemara says, why does it say Ki Yigach by Behemish Mazika Adam, and Ki Yigaif by Behemish Mazika Behemish? Yigaif is to be mazik with the guf. Someone once told me that the word guf is not a real Hebrew word. It doesn't appear anywhere in Tanakh, the word guf. So I told him it does appear. He said, there's no guf. I said, yeah, it appears as a verb. Yigaif. Yigaif means to hit with the guf. So I don't think there's any other guf in Tanakh. But yigaif is to hit with the body. So I think it comes to the word guf. Be that as it may, the Gemara says, why does it say yigaf by Adam? It says, it's not common. It's common for a behemoth to hit another behemoth. So it says, ki yigaf, which is banging against him with your body. Ki yigaf is a more violent kick, you know, it's a more violent hitting. It says it's not common for a behemoth to be mazik a person, because Adam yesh lo mazel. So what does it mean, Adam yesh lo mazel? What does it mean, a person has mazel? What does that have to do with a behemoth kicking a person? So look at the Sma. He brings Rashi's first Taich, actually. Bottom line, Mishal Yod Yeshem, as a Pirish Rashi, Adam Shu Bar Seichel Mishamer Nafshai. Very non-Kabbalistic explanation of Adam Yeshlei Mazel. A person has brains, he knows how to watch himself. How does that fit into the Lashon Yeshlei Mazel? Anybody have any idea? Adam Yeshlei Mazel.
Shouldn't it be the distinction between Goyim and Yehudim? Goyim and Yehudim. Ein Mazel Yisrael, Yesh Mazel Yisrael. Is that the Mazel we're talking about here?
Obviously not. Rashi's saying, maybe that's why he's saying it. The Man Yomer Ein Mazel Yisrael. Maybe that's why he's teaching Mazel in a non-typical way. Our Rashi above a Kav is a second shot. Yesh Le Mazel. Rashi says, Kosha Lahamisai. Kosha Lahamisai. I think he means that the person has a mazel in the sense of min hashamayim. He has a certain number of years. So kasha lahamisa, it's hard to kill him. And Rabbi Kivager, the Gideon HaShas, has to look at a Rashi in Shabbos. Dear Rashi, all three are Rashi. He's a third Taich. He says that Adam Yeshrei Mazel is Malach HaMamuna Alav. Okay, that's a little more Kabbalistic, right? He has a Malach that keeps an eye on him. And it's hard for an animal to just kill him. I don't know why the malach scares away the animal, but that's what Rashi says. So be that as it may, there are three types. You know what?
In Begafi
Yomid, is that a guf? Yeah, I guess so. Begafi means alone there. Mm. It's another guf, okay. Good. And same parasha, right? Both of Mishpatim.
Nice.
So at any rate, this is the understanding. And it's a simple sort of an open and shut din that a behemoth that's mazik a person is not common. But a man to be mazik his friend's mamin, it is common. But it happens. People have, today they have car accidents, once upon a time they had animal accidents. And they dented the bumper of the animal in front of them. The chay behemish zika b'sheva regel. It'll be mu'edes b'tchilasa. I said davar amatzi. Magvul I said the onim she'enim smuchim beretz Yisrael. So the first half of Siv Gimel is behemis. So we have shein and regel are common. Adam shizik behemis common.
Regel.
Is Bema to Mom, right? It's not Bema to Adam. So there's no mazel. There's no way to be a Shai mazel. Good. And the only thing that's not Kabbin is Bema Shizika Sadam. Now, this, as I said, simple enough. The Taichi Eshai mazel might be complicated, but the halach is very simple. In Bava Kama, we remember that this Bava Kama, in the Shurim, on the Masechta, there's a fundamental clair, which is clear, Rishayim clair, and then I'll show it to you in a few minutes, about why a human being, why the Torah is mechayev people on Mamon HaMazik. If a person steals, or a person is Mazik, so it's a davar sichli that you have to pay for damage that you yourself do. If you do it, your man is responsible for his actions. If a person's mamon is mazik, what is the explanation of the Torah? When the Torah says, if your animal is mazik, What did you do? You're at the most a Gairim. The most a Gairim. The Torah says, no, you have to pay. So there are two ways to understand the person's chiyuv. Let's talk about the lumdis, and then I'll talk about sources for it. There are two ways to understand why you have to pay for Mamon HaMazik. Mamon HaMazik is anything. Your animal is a common case. Even bar. Asan HaKasu Kilei Mishusei. Torah makes like it's your mamon. So once it's your mamon, so what? See, so once it's yours, you have to pay for it. What's the beer had to offer? So there are two explanations. One explanation is that the Torah is telling a person, you're mechuyev to do a shmira on your mamon. You have to, if it's yours, you have to watch it to make sure it doesn't cause damage. Whether it's your animal, you have to lock it up properly. It shouldn't do damage. If it's your berbishus or rabbin, you have to cover it properly or fill it in that it shouldn't do damage. Whatever it is that you own, you have a chiyuv shmira. So if you park your car on a hill and it might roll, so you have a chiyuv to put on the parking brake. Now, you have a chiyuv to do a shmira, a normal shmira, but you have a chiyuv to do a shmira on your thing. Okay, I don't know that it should be mazik others, but that's a protection for yourself. Makala gagecha is not mechayiv mamon. You making a maka is in for yourself. What? Oh, you're mechayiv. It's not because of the mitzvah of maka. Right. Okay, you learn it's true. You learn the din of shmir, but you only did of tashlumin actually, right?
Isn't it a yoredeh that gets in, not a choshen mishpat?
Where is hilchas makkah?
Where is hilchas makkah? Is in yoredeh?
No, it's the last siman in the choshen mishpat.
Oh, yeah.
And the Torah left it out. It's the only siman. It's a riddle. Well, where do you have a siman that's in the Shulchan Aruch and not in the Torah? It's, I think, Tafav Dalet, Tafav Hey, the last siman in the Choshen Mishpat. Now, be that as it may.
Why aren't you chayiv for your kids?
Okay, well, see, not chayiv for your child. Okay,
yeah,
one second.
Why aren't you?
One thing at a time. That's a good question. The question is it because the Torah puts a chayiv shmira on you? And when the chayiv puts a chayiv shmira on you, and you neglected to do your shmira, so normally I would say that's just a grammar. The Torah says that you chayiv. If you have to do a shmira on something, you chayiv. A riot to that is, it says in the Mishnah, in Perek HaKaynis, that if you do lock up your animal, and someone else opens the door, or the animal rush in and Mitsuya blows the door open, so you did a good shmira, and the animal gets out, so you potter. Your potter, I mentioned in the past, there's no other mu'ud la'aylam amamad amazik. Amamad amazik, you did a good shmira, you're part of something happened. That's one way to learn. The second way to learn is no. A person is chayiv for mamon hamazik. The Torah is mechayiv you. Adam hamazik is a svara. And mamon hamazik, the Torah is mechadish. If your mamon is mazik, you're chayiv to pay because your mamon was mazik. If you locked it up and in Russia, if it's you, blew it open, you're part of that because you're an ayinus. Ayinus rafan apatre. There's no exerts of custom on the mood law. So it's Ayinus Rachman of Hashem. Now, think about it just carefully. Again, one way to learn is, I'm a chuyiv on my animal because I have to do shmira. The other way to learn is, Yechayiv on my hamazik. So the Chedusha of Shimon is Siman Aleph. He brings this. He says in Nafkamina, let's say you didn't do shmira on your animal. So you have your animal, and you're looking at it. Suddenly it left your house, and it's charging at a store that's full of glass objects. You know, in 60 seconds it's going to be mazik. So you think quickly, what do? You mafka the animal. So you say, you announce, maybe the three people there, my animal is hefker, anybody can take it. Because it's going to do a lot of damage.
Can you be mocked?
So, one minute. So wait. So you think it's like a joke? It's Rishimon's chap. Rishimon says it's a Yerushalmi. And he says, if it's because you have a chiyuv shmirah and you failed in your shmirah, it doesn't have to be mafker it. You already failed in your shmirah, and that caused damage. The person caused the damage indirectly by failing in the shmirah. So being mafker the animal is not going to do you any good. Mashenken, if you hold the Torah's mechayev a mamon mazik, so here it's not mamon mazik. It's not your mamon that did mazik, so you should be potter. See, Bri said Yushalmi has the shaila and says that shechayev, and therefore he comes to the conclusion that the chiyev is. Because of a lack of shmirah, and that's his approach. You know, the most mistaradic approach is everybody else. Evan Ozel has a long piece that's a machlekes rishayim. The simplest raya which to me is the most kishmak is the following. There's a Lashon HaRambam. Very often, you know, the Mechaber brings the Lashon HaRambam verbatim. A lot of these see from my Lashon HaRambam verbatim. The Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Niske Mamon Aleph Aleph. This is the way he starts. He says, Kol Nefesh Chaya Shi B'Shusa Shaladim Shehezika. Any living creature that's in your Rishus, that's Mazik, Habaylim Chayavim L'Shalei, Shaharei Mamainam Hizik. This is Lashon. Shaharei Mamainam Hizik. Shenemar Ki Gachish. So the language of the Rambam is Shaharei Mamainam Hizik because your mama was Mazik. It sounds very much Yechayev Asbamana Mazik. Now, when the Shulchan Aruch brings this, the Shimpei test, Sifam, beginning of Niske Mamin, he leaves out the three words. Shaharei Mamainam Hizik. He brings the whole Rambam, called Nefesh Chaya, Shibisho Adam Shehizika, Habayel Chayavim Lishalei, Shenema Aki Yigach. He leaves out the word Shaharei Mamainam Hizik. Now, in the Rambam, we could argue, is it a diuk, isn't it a diuk? But you see that the Shulchan Aruch brings it verbatim and leaves out the word Shaharei Mamainam Hizik. It very much sounds like the Rambam holds the Chiv is Atzmam Namazik. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't want to say Harei Mamainam Hizik, so it leaves out the words Harei Mamainam Hizik. So this is like there are a lot of lumdisha rayas one way or the other. In lumdis you could dance sometimes the svara. Here it's the Rambam's lashon, and again you might say who says to make such a deal? But when the Shulchan Aruch brings the whole Rambam and leaves out the three words Shaharei Mamainam Hizik, it certainly sounds like the Mechaber is disagreeing with the concept of Mamainam Hizik. And
meaning he holds the Rambam is not saying that, or he's just being mindful of the Rambam.
No, he's not changing the. He's not saying what the Rambam holds. He's just saying what he holds. There is a Mishnah on Daf Tes. Kol shechafti b'shmirasa yechsharti es nizkai. The Pashat Tashin Mishnah, kol shechafti b'shmirasa, anything I have to watch, yechsharti es nizkai. I'm an indirect cause for it doing damage. It certainly sounds like, on Daf Testament base, it sounds like it's a din because of chsar and shmira. And as I said, I guess we'll get eventually to Niske Mamin. It's totally very much in this. You know that if you have an animal and you give it to a neighbor to watch, the neighbor becomes chayiv in whatever it is, in Karen or Shein or Regel. So you could learn it's a din in the Shmirah. But according, if you hold that it's a din, that the whole chayiv is only because you failed to do Shmirah, so when you give it to another person to watch, he has the chayiv Shmirah, so maybe he has the chayiv Teshlom.
Does Rav Shimon see a diuk or a chiddush in the different language of the Mechaber?
Yeah, he doesn't bring it. There's now could you say shiurim from Rav Gustman? Rav Gustman's svarim, those not familiar, he takes a topic and he says everything there is to say on the topic. He has pages and pages. Like you can learn the whole first parak, or you can learn the whole first piece in Kutseshir. He has sort of everything there. So he brings this deal. So be that as it may, this is just to know, declare whether it's a sort of a mamon hamazik tikkun din, or whether it's a man failing in shmirah din that he failed in shmirah. Coming now to Siman Aleph Gimel. If it's a din of mamon hamazik, I understand. Teres v'chadish, this type of mamon hamazik, this type, the other type, we have to be done, which are shchiach or which are not. You have to know, Karen, not shchiach. Shane, shchiach. Regal, shchiach. Fine. But if the mazikim all stem from one chi of shmira and one failing in shmira, it's hard to see if failing to do shmira leads to Karen Sheva Regel. It's hard to see why the Shulchan Aruch divides them. So this is shchiach, this is not shchiach. If they're different parshiyos, there are different parshiyos in the Torah, but they're different parshiyos, I understand. But if it's really one parsha of a chi of shmira, it's a little hard to understand why you're dividing it. Nobody would say that if somebody, let's say someone throws a rock and he does damage. Well, if the rock breaks the glass, that's shchiach. If the rock breaks something of stone, then it's not shchiach. No one will say that. Say, be mazik by throwing a rock in a public place, it's shchiach. You're not going to start differentiating between the outcomes. So if everything is chayim because of a lack of shmira, it's a little more difficult to appreciate why Karen tam could be. Does it come out of lack of shmira? But Karen muad certainly does. So why are we mechalik between Karen and Shein and Regel? Why are we mechalik between different things? So say chatzin nas we can argue about. But let's say Karen muad. Karen muad isn't it? It's still not a dover. We don't unless the old shmuad is a dover and shriya. It's what? Muad might be a shriya. Okay. But what I just mean to say that if everything stems from a lack of shmira, all mamon hamazik should have the same rule. It shouldn't depend on the circumstance of each mazik. If each mamon hamazik is its own parasha, understand. If it all comes from the same obligation to watch it, well, bar is not shriach, but it's a chiyuv to watch it.
By Karen, we can't make it a mu'ud. It depends, it's not going to bring those cases when it's a chatzin nazik.
If it's not as that, you can't. It's true. If you hold that, you need. If you need bezna for muad, then you need the. So it'll never be a muad bezna as that, because if not done time, you'll never get to muad. It's hard to believe bezna will just pass get a halacha to turn it into a muad and not the money. I don't know. It's theoretically possible if in Eretz Yisrael when they were smuchim it became a muad. And then the animal moved to Chutz La'aretz, and it's the Chesed Kadi, it's theoretically possible.
I treat Torah is Mechalik, let's say your fist, or
it has to be Roy Lahazik. It has to be Roy Lahazik. Okay. It's true. But I don't know what that proves exactly. The Torah says you're chayav for this and not for that. When we're being done, if it's shchiach or not shchiach, it got to be this. It's still the outcome shouldn't decide how shchiach it is. It's, okay. Let's move to the second half of Siv Gimel. The behemah cases are not so common today. Unfortunately, geneva cases are more common. So the question is, what would you say? Is geneva and gazela is it shchiach or not shchiach?
Yes.
It's Geneva Gazelle, it's Shriach or not? The answer should be it depends, I think. So I have to understand that. Okay, so let's see. The first thing is Shulchan Aruch. He goes first, Chayim Yishagon of a Gazel, Magd Mimenu HaKeren Bavad. We do not Teveya Kefil. We'll leave the Ramah for a minute. Geneva Gzela, we're done Geneva Gzela Bizman Hazeh, and it appears to be saying here that it's not Shriach, that it is Shriach. Now, the Mishnah in the beginning of Sanhedrin says, Gezeilos v'chavolos are not shviach. The Feirish, in the first Mishnah, that Gezeilos v'chavolos are not common. However, all the Rishayim ask Taisus Fanart, and the most Rishayim are above a comma pei dalid, where it talks about it being that shviach. They ask that in Shas we find a lot of Dinei Torah that have to do with Gneivos. So, and they're in the time of Amoraim. They were already after the Bitul HaSmicha. So the Rishayim are troubled by the Mishnah, which says that it's not Shliach. And that if it's not Shliach, why are we done? So Rishayim have different answers. And on that, the outcome depends here. Taisvis answers Tzeles v'chavolos lo shviti means gzeilo shal yedei chavolos. Doesn't mean all gneivos. Gneivos are shviach. Gzeilo shal yedei chavolos. People are chavol and they run away. That's not shviach. And it doesn't mean so gneivos shviach. Taisvis holds gzeilo shal yedei chavolos. That's not shviach. The teretz that is a little more satisfying is the Mukiyasis terrorist. Mukiyasis is in Bava Kama. He says, nice to say, but Jews, well, the nice part is, Jews are not in the habit of shoplifting and pointing guns at people and stealing that way. That type of thievery is not common by Jews. So, Chavolah is violent. However, other types of Gnevis that work with the brain and not with the brawn. So, what?
White collar
stealing. So, that's much more common. We have a president today who wants to crack down on the first type and not the second type. He's from that group who don't do the first type because they list, but the second type may be more common. To me, that's the most. Then I'm stopping the Keteris. Now, that's the Ramah. If you turn to the next page, the Mechaber is, if you happen to be Lashon and Rambam, just says Gedeva with Davis Van Hazen. Hagog. The Yeshayimrim, Davka Gezelis Tishchichi, Davka Gezelis Tishchichi, Kagoy Kaifer Bipikodin. Like denying responsibility. Somebody gave you something to watch. You could die. Of a gezela mamish. But gezela, through the language of the Mukiyas, is by being chaitef, by grabbing. Lo yishchiyach. Vein don el em kein. Ha gezela kayemes. Mechayavan lahazira. Someone grabs something he has in his possession. We obligate him to return it. It's no different than if somebody has a pekadon or an aveda in his hand. But to make chiyuvei mamon from that, that's something that's not shchiach. Take a look at the sma yudalit. So he brings a top line in the sma. Yeshayimrim dafka gezelos ein mukiyos the kasher kain letaretz hagemaris ahadadi. To answer different gemaris. Somewhere we don't that, and Gemara is where they were. Avo hataisvis she sham dav pei dalit uper pasu dekin dav pei ches uper kamed sinhedrin dav gimel chokum binyanacher v'kastu davka gezelos habois al yedei chavolos who deloy donin a gezelos that comes as a result of being chayvol that's not shchiyah v'zel das a mechavish a kastnav stam. The Don and Gezel. So the Rambam Shita, which is the Mechaber Shita, is with Don all Gezelos, except if it comes through a Chayv of a Chadera. But otherwise, with Don all of them. The Shita of the Ramah is that we're not Don Gezela b'chatifa, Gezela by grabbing, armed robbery, we're not Don Bismanazer. However, we are Don.
So, Rabbi, say it again. Which stems with the Mishnah and which stems with the Rishonim?
So, again, so the Rishonim, nobody disagrees with the Mishnah. There's a contradiction in the Mishnah and numerous Gemaras. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Gezeles achavoles lo shchichi, and the Gemara in Pei Dalin above a Kama and elsewhere has cases where they judge dine gzeilos. So it's a contradiction. So Taisa's shita is, we're not done gzeilos haidei chavolos. One category. All other gzeilos, we are done. Rukiyos shita is, no, we're not done any, and gzeilos means gzeilos, but it means grabbing things. Grabbing is like sheach, we're not done bizman hazeh. Other types of things that don't involve grabbing, that involve denying things and stealing that way, that we are down bizman hazeh. Those are the two shitas so far.
According to what we say now, that we're not done, bizman hazeh, are you allowed to go to our post? Go to our post for that or not?
You're not allowed to go to Tarkois because
even the things we've not done.
You can't go to Tarkois. You can go to Tarkois for enforcement. You can't go to Tarkois for a decision. In other words, if there's a decision that it's chayiv, you can go to Tarkois to enforce it. But to decide if the person is chayiv or not, that you can go. They're going to accept non-Jewish witnesses, and you're not entitled to the money through non-Jewish witnesses.
I grabbed you while I'm chayiv. I punch you and I grabbed you while I'm not chayiv. Does that make sense? I do it bigger and better.
If you punch at the same time you grab the wallet, we're not going to be done. The punching will be done. You're according to Tysis or according to the Ramah?
According to Tysis.
Great Tysis. Great Tysis doesn't mean that I punch you and grab your wallet. You think Gzeilos al yedei chavolos means by beating him up you steal from him. You may be right. I understood it meant that being chayvul to him and denying it, that's a Gzeilos. That's what I understood. Maybe you're right. Maybe
you're right.
Ramah is, well, Gzeilos and chavolos, Gdevis, he's saying the same. He said the same too. They used they, when you're not depressing, they have a gzeila. They used it to change it.
Yeah.
It's a machloekis mechaber Ramah. The chaber holds we've done everything except gzeila shaydei chavolos. Ramah holds we've not done any type of physical seizing of property. Now the shach has a third sheet. It's easier to see it in the Berheitev. Berheitev Yud Gimel. It's on the page we turn to. Kosev asma, das hamachaber kol dine gzeilos yedonu chusm gzeilos abayis edei chavolos. Ein donu bizman hazeh. That's shita number one, the sma. Now, aval das hashach. The shach has a more inclusive shita. He says, gam gzeilos yedei chavolos yedonu bizman ha'ovar. Bizman ha'ovar is written for the censors. The gzeilos haidei chavolos, we are done. V'adamrinan bishas perek hamigarish de'ein donin gzeilos v'chavolos d'loy shchichi haynu haknas migzeilos yoytashlumi kevul v'dal v'hei ukai gav nachal n'shaynei. The shach is the biggest finish. He says we're done all gzeilos. When it says gzeilos v'chavolos, it means the knas that comes al yedei gzeilos. On that, the Berheitev writes, after Akan L'Shainai, you will know the Berheitev rarely sticks in his own comment. Here he does. He sticks in his own comment. V'dvarav d'chukim ve'enai. Ki goz el l'sha'a b'gazlan. If the Mishnah meant kefil, it should have said g'nevos. It shouldn't say g'zeilos. Goz el l'sha'a. So he says that the shach is a daichik. And Lamaisa, we have three shitas anyway. We have the shach shita as a third shita in what would dam bizman hazeh, and the chalukei dayos. What's interesting is that what comes out from this is that according to the majority of the shitas, according to all the shitas, we're down all geneva that's not through grabbing. That everybody holds. We're down things that are not through grabbing that everybody holds. Through grabbing, so Ramah holds no, the shach and the mechaber hold yes. Now, numerous achraidim say that al tikkun olam, we have to be down bizman hazeh, people who grab, in places where Bezdin has authority, and they can. We have to be done, people who grab, otherwise it's not going to work. The Gemara, we don't we don't put in Tikkun Olam easily, but here the Gemara itself says with Dan loans that are denied in Cain, the Tinel Delos and the Eleven, because otherwise no one's going to lend money. Guy burnt once, not going to do it again. So we do find that the Shluchas Ayukav Dinan is done out to Tikkun, and therefore a lot of the Akraitim Neman that we are done, and the Archa Shulchan brings that right in the beginning of the Simen, that we have little choice but to be done Dinimam of Bizman Hazeh. Otherwise, we're gonna have
is there,
issues.
Is there a svara now, not to don? Or
what?
Is it exeras hakasav? Is it a svara not?
No,
to say not
it's the whole simon we're talking. If it's not common, there's no shifasayu. That's where it comes from. What? Yeah.
So
Chaim got insulted. He said, "Rebbe, Gnei Bezela doesn't like Parnasa of Machshel Zayin Ayin." Very good, very good. You may be looking for that in Halacha. It says, "I don't know how you judge which is Kalim, which is Chomer." But Machshel Tzereshah said you could do. Okay. And here we're saying is it's categorically, it's in base that we could do it case by case, and here we're saying categorically we do it. Okay, so they have no problem with it, and we certainly try to be done. It's, what should I say? What?
Today, if the ruling is enforceable, what do you mean that the police will enforce it? Then we're
you want to know what the secular law is?
No. In our case, like Beis Din does not, like in certain cases because of Tikkun Olam, we don't do it. But you would do it today, only if it's enforceable by the police.
Beis Din paskins to Erlecha people, but they didn't work. When two people want an honest sack and they'll pay if they're chayiv, it works very well. When a person doesn't want to, it doesn't work well. Even the courts, he can drag you for years, and the lawyer's fees can be more than the whole case. When people are vindictive, it's always a problem. When I say enforceable, I mean if someone's building in your backyard, he's building onto your property.
Right.
There's no question, it's your property. You don't need a decision. You can call our kois. You can go to our kois.
But you sign beforehand.
If you sign, but even if you don't sign, enforcement you can go. You can go and tell them to get him to stop building on your property. That's not our case. Now, if he says that our pialoch it's mine, and you say it's yours, if he's willing to go to a bez, then it's fine. But in many of these cases, it's not really indisputable. The lines are lines, and you can go. If you have a psak from a bez, then you can go to Erkois to enforce it. Now, they're all only enforced if you signed the arbitration agreement. But if it's an open and shut case, you can enforce it.
I'm saying that because I remember here in Morocco, the Beis Din had the authority to enforce it. The police would put somebody in jail.
It's true. There are places where they do. And if you could, you could. There was a time in what's the area of Poland,
right,
where they had autonomy in the court system, the Jews had for a number of years. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, there are people who are officially the Rabbanut of the town, and they can pick up the phone and they can enforce their psak. Okay. A guy steals from a yid. Why would the guy listen to Beis Din?
If they're able to enforce it,
they'll enforce it. I don't know what the question is. If a Jew comes to you and he says, "A guy stole from me, and I happen to have some of his cash, Am I allowed to keep it? So Bezal will pass it. You don't have to. He's asking a shaylo, like he's in Bezal Bechalov. He's asking, but the guy, yeah, I'm sure there've been cases, but they're rare that a guy's willing to go to Bezal. When the guy wants to go to Bezal, we'll invite him in to say his shir.
Wait for that to happen.
What?
Wait for that to happen.
Well, we need the Jews to go first, but then we'll worry about the guy. At any rate. So this is the din of Gzeres for Chavalois, and in the Makar, there's a certain amount of Machlaikis, but we're done. A Panzi scheme is Chatifa, or it's embezzlement. When someone presents false information to you, and you give him money based on that. So that's Geneva, that's grabbing, or that's... He gives it willingly, but you can't call it Heteros Eliade. What? He's like, sometimes he grabs it from you and you resist physically, and sometimes he grabs you by fooling you. I don't know. If someone goes in to a wedding hall and he says that fur coat is my wife's, and they give it to him, to check it. That's gazelay, so that's embezzlement. I would think it's Geneva, no? Now, you didn't steal it from him where he could resist, because he wasn't there. But you do it. So that's, I think it's Geneva, it's out now Geneva. So when someone misrepresents, and he gets money from someone, that's Geneva, that's Chatifa, or that's embezzlement? It's a type of Chatifa.
He got it legitimately, and then he decided not to give it back.
He embezzled.
This Lechatila, he wasn't
allowed. So maybe if it's Chatifa, then according to Ramah, we're not done. I don't know. Okay, let's move on to Siv Dala. Siv Dala begins with Dina de Garmi. Okay, Dina de Garmi is one of the fascinating sugyas in Shas. And... okay, we're going to try to go through Dina de Garmi. Dina de Garmi, just the background, the Pratim we'll get into maybe next week. Dina de Garmi is the following. There are times where a person causes indirectly loss to other people. Many, many Dina Taira, Dina de Gromo, Garmi, probably more than out now Gazela, where a person causes a loss to someone else. Example of... an example would be if someone says that Reuven wants to borrow money from me, is he trustworthy? And you say he is, and you know he's not. So he borrows money, he's running around borrowing money from everybody and not paying back. You're a guy. You didn't steal money. You didn't take money, you didn't gain financially from it. But you caused him a loss. That's called Dina de Garmi. Now you have to be careful. There are two words for causing loss. One is Grama, and one is Garmi, called Dina de Garmi in the Gemara. Now, there's no digduk difference that I know of between the word Grama and Garmi. It's a coin phrase. It's a phrase that the Shas uses to identify two categories of indirect cause of financial loss. Grama is... you cause someone a loss indirectly, it's Pata B'dinei Yadam, and it's Chayav B'dinei Shemayim, meaning he's supposed to pay, but it's not enforceable. Bezin could tell you, Chayav B'dinei Shemayim, but it's not something that you can enforce. Dina de Garmi, the Gemara says that different Amirah, done in Dina de Garmi or ain't done in Dina. Dina Garmi is a machlokes in the Gemara. Garmi is a, let's just say for now, a more chomer, a more serious type of cause. The category has to be understood. But Dina de Garmi is chayiv. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. We pass that Dina de Garmi is chayiv.
What's the distinction?
So what's the distinction? That's the question. So Dina de Garmi is a type of indirect cause which is chayiv. What's the distinction between them? Mysteriously, there's no Gemara in Shas. The Gemara, if you collect all over Shas, has about 7 cases or 8 cases where it says, oh, that's a case of Dina de Garmi. But what makes it Dina de Garbi? So we're going to see, I'd like to first learn what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the definition of Dina de Garbi is a Machlokes Rishayim, Machlokes HaPoskim. It's one of the most complicated things to be done. La Halacha, we're going to learn the Mechaber has one Shita, the Dina de Garbi. Rama has a second Shita, and the Shach has a third Shita.
What happened in each case?
And we're going to get to what the trick is. We have to really make a list of the seven or eight cases and try to figure out what's the commonality between them. Now, Rishayim did it before the Mechaber, the Rama, and the Shach. They did it, and the Mechaber Kedaka passes like the Rambam, and the Rama passes like the Rosh. And Taisus passes like a Ritzbah and a Taisus in the first parak of Avavasra. So we're going to get to it probably next week. The Ritzbah like throws up his hands and he says there is no rule. The seven cases the Gemara called Garmi are Garmi, and that's it. It's a long shach. He goes through all the different Rishayim's rules and he shows the rules. He argues that the rules are not consistent, and therefore he passed it. There's no rule. The rule is the seven cases the Gemara says to be done with Dan. I don't know if it's seven or eight, I don't remember, and nothing else. So we're going to have to come back to what causes something to be Dina de Garmi. For the moment, we're going to let it be that there are certain indirect causes of damage that were Dan Bisman Azeh, that were Dan Bisman, even Bisman Matan Torah, when Shabbeinu came down. He said indirect cause, grammar, is part of Medina Yadam. And Garmi, those that are called Garmi, whatever the rules are for Garmi, is Chayim. One example of Grama is somebody, you have movers, Yeshivisha movers. They don't want to stop everything down 10 flights. They stop everything down 10 flights. They got a great idea. On the sidewalk below, they spread out a bunch of mattresses, and they go up to the apartment, they throw everything out the window, and it lands on the mattress, and they don't have to schlep. I can see a guy doing, you know. You see a Yiddish cup. So, they take the piano, and you know, they throw it out the window. It's a Gemara's case. They want to say piano, I have to admit. But, so you have a guy walking down the street, he sees a mattress. So he pulls away the mattress. The piano's on the way down. It breaks. They tell him he's a mazik. Gemara says that's a grama. That's putter. Now, if he didn't see it coming down, he's probably an oinus. He saw it coming down. He says that's a wrong thing to do. He pulls away the mattress deliberately. It should break. The Gemara says that's grama. That's grama. That's indirect. Even though it's bari hazeka, there's no question. The thing, it's on the way down. It's going to break. He pulls away the mattress. It's putter. That's an indirect cause. He's chay b'dinei shemayim. He's a dirty boy, but he's part. So what is the category? So we'll leave it with this case with the mattress, which I trust you'll remember till next week, and we'll come back to it. Let's learn the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah and the Sma, and then we'll come back to it. Shulchan Dina de Garmi. We do pass Kedina de Garmi. Chen Dina Hamoiser Donin Oisam Dayanim She'enam Smuchim Beretz Yisrael. Hamoiser is someone who tells, there's a government agent coming to take money from someone where he's not entitled to Api Halacha. We have to define, you know, which taxes are legitimate, which are not legitimate. But there's a government agent coming to take from somebody, Shalei Kedin. And the man hid his money. So someone tells them the money is hidden there. That's an example of a meiser. And we always think of a meiser as someone who calls the government and tattles on him. It'll be the same thing. So such a case is a din meiser. Donin she'enav smuchim beretz Yisrael. That we do judge bizman hazeh. Meiser is a type of garmi. And we're done bizman hazeh. What? She'eno, the comma is after. It's not Dayar She Smucha comma in Eretz Yisrael. No. It means Dayanim She'eno Smucha Eretz Yisrael. Dayanim that don't have Smicha Eretz Yisrael. They're Dan, which means that Bizman Azeh pretty much.
Does that mean all over?
What?
Does that mean all over in Smucha
that means all of it. It is what Meir Tzav means b'zman hazeh, that that we're done. The Mefarshim explain, this is the language of the Rambam. Why does the Rambam just say donim b'zman hazeh? Why is it the donim shenas mukham b'zman hazeh? Why does he keep on saying it? The Rambam lived after it was both. Right, there were two periods. Bava Kama Peidalid is when there was still smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. In Babel there were not. Shichusayu Kavdina. At the time there was smuchim in Eretz Yisrael and no smuchim in Chutz Laaretz. There was already a rule of shichusayu that the people in Babel didn't have smicha capacity. Later, when the smicha was bottled, so everybody is shichusayu Kavdina. Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz is all the same. So the question is, why does the Rambam keep on using this lashon of the Yonim Sheinim Smuchim Beretz Yisrael? The way it's understood is that the Rambam is l'shitasei. The Rambam holds it's possible to renew the smicha b'zman hazeh. If Rav Chachmei Eretz Yisrael agree that someone's roi l'smicha, a person can renew the smicha b'zman hazeh. That they could meet together and give smicha. I think it's known in the time of the Beis Yosef and the Alshech. Maribei Rav, they did it in Sas. They gave smicha. They renewed the smicha. Later there was a machlaikis about it in the 1500s, and later there was a machlaikis, so they let it be bottled again because they felt that it's not good for Klal Yisrael to have disputes of this type. But the Rav is a shitasai. Even as man as that, it's possible to have smicha. Since it's possible to have smicha, when he says the din, he doesn't just say with dam b'zman hazeh. He says dayonim shein and smuchim beretz Yisrael, because it's possible to have dayonim smuchim beretz Yisrael, and therefore that's the language that he uses.
Does it even mean hadiotos?
They bring that he's l'shitasei and something else. Yeah. We understand that the smicha will be renewed by Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu will come when he's still in olam hazeh. And Eliyahu was a samuch. Eliyahu didn't die. Eliyahu renewed the smicha. The Rambam says on the idea Eliyahu will come, ein devarim elu devarim berurim. We don't know for sure that Eliyahu is coming before Mashiach. It's not necessarily going to be so. That's the Rambam shita. So I say Rambam is vital l'shitasai. Because everyone agrees the smichel will come back, be Maisa Mashiach. So if you hold Eliyahu, so you hold Eliyahu. If you hold that it's not Tavarim Berurim, that Eliyahu will come. So where's the smichel going to be renewed? So the Rambam has his, so to speak, method of renewing the smichel. But this is all somehow totally... What?
The word teiku means that we know he's coming.
So that's not really true. The word teiku means let it stand. The word teiku doesn't mean, like they told you when you start a Gemara, Tishbi Yitaz Kushas Ribayas. Teiku means let it stand. The Raya is, in the Oscar Gemara, it says teiku, let it stand. Yeah. That's true. The earliest source for Tishbi Yitaz is the Tesis Yontif. I forget where. I think it's in Nazir, but I'm not sure. Tesis Yontif brings, teiku means let it stand. And he says, and they say it's a remes to Tishbi Yitaz Kushas Ribayas. But it's not... It's not the literal meaning of actually of teiku. But okay, all the boys, and when they grow into adults, assume teiku means tishvi yitaretz, so nishkeferlich. But anyway.
The word moiser is the same as moser?
What?
The word din amoiser is the same as moser?
The noun is, he is the human being who's a moiser, is a moiser. He's not a moser, he's a moiser.
The one who is.
Yeah, Meiser is the one who tattles. Masur is the one who they tattle about. Right? The Shomer is the one who watches it. Shomor is the one who's watched. Same type. Now here, there's a puzzling Rama. Look at the Rama on Siv Dalet. What does this have to do with the Mechaber? Rama says, Eidim she'idu eidish sheker. Buhuzmu. Eidim that said eidish sheker. And Bizman says, and two Eidim say, Manu Yisem, Babaka Pliny. Now you'll understand we don't do kashas amalas v'rachim is not as it's a knas. But let's say huzmu vaitziu mamin al piyam, and the false witnesses succeeded in being mechayev someone money v'yevshul mahader, he can't get it back. The bezer passed it up. He false witnesses ruvei pei shimon. But Shimon is not giving it back. Shimon either has no money or Shimon already moved away. Oh, very good. Why does it say Huzmu? Why is it Huchashu? So the Sma is the Kasha. Sma Tezayin. Sma Tezayin. Huzmu Vaitziyu. Dafka Shiitziyu Al Yadam. That's Pashit. Dafka Tufanam Kashas Chayim. Loi Kasha Zaman Kashadayim. Loi Yitziyu. If it's Kasha Zaman, like Kasha Asa. If they tried unsuccessfully, that's a Knas. Period. What you're asking, why say Huzmu? Why say they contradicted? Mishum de bakhasha de shnayim amru lava vaytziu mamna apia ulachas mambo shnayim amru loy lava. What's it in? Two items say he lent him money, and bezim paskin based on that. Then two witnesses come. They say the first ones are liars. Bekahay gavna vaytziu mamna apiam eimachay benaisa. The maruas lahamin lachreinim yesem rishainim. It's trade to trade. Right, it's two against two. So maruas. Mashay came in Huzmu, Kabashkazar Machabal, Kabbalah, Raisim, Laman Alvas, etc. So, Huzmu is Dafka. Lachar is not Dafka Huzmu. There's one other way you believe the second peer. The second peer say Eidis, that the first peer of witnesses are Apostle Eidis. They're Ganavim. Then we also believe the second. So actually, it says a Huzmu, it could have said that the Apostle, the first witnesses, will be the same din. But, be that as it may, The Ramah says, "Don't know iso mechayv resel shalom." You don't. Now it's hard to say huzmu shriach. Hard to say huzmu shriach. He must mean that taking away money through false testimony is shriach. The huzmu shriach. It's hard to swallow. So he must mean that the saying eidus sheker is shriach. And now. What? So what's it doing in this sif? What's it doing in this sif? So the previous task, I should have test design, test as vav, edim shidu edim sheker, they're a pashid, lekasar abazel of farishdina de garmi. Don't think this is an example of garmi. Didina garmi mufurashin sham lekaman. So we should pay vav. Ella, ledim if they ask lekasar rama, wumi amardachai. So the Sma says no connection, zero connection. You know, it's not satisfying. I try to see if someone does find the connection. But I guess that'll be Yitzhak Hashem. So we'll pick up on Dina Garmi Bez Hashem next Sunday.